The first month of school is critical for establishing the behavioral tone that will shape the rest of the school year. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed by this because I have an exact blueprint of what you should do those first 30 days. And I have a brand new webinar that is absolutely free that I would love you to join me at to walk you through the first 30-day blueprint. In my new webinar called Behavior by Design, the First 30 Days Blueprint, I'm going to walk you through how to proactively teach expectations, use reinforcement effectively, and build a supportive classroom environment. I'm going to be doing this webinar multiple times in the next few weeks, and I want you to sign up now to save your spot. The download that you get in this webinar is one of my favorite downloads I've ever given in a webinar because it is an exact play-by-play plan of what to do those first 30 days. Whether you are a brand new teacher, new to a school, or a veteran teacher, this will refreshen that first month on what you should be doing to lay the foundation for a great school year. I'll be going live on August 4th and August 11th. I've got two times on each of those dates. Click the link in the show notes to sign up now. I've got great freebies when you show up live. I can't wait to see you there.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. We are in the middle of our summer series. We are doing nice short episodes for the summer, gearing up for back to school. And this is a perfect episode heading into back to school season because we are talking about the obstacles of staff training. Whenever I am in a training or a virtual training and I ask, what is the hardest part about collaborating and training your team? The number one answer I always get, and I know you're thinking of it right now, is finding the time. Finding the time. Because in most schools, common planning time with your team, you and your paraprofessionals, is not given on a silver platter, right? Your principal is not like, hey, you have 15 minutes every day where you and your paras are all being paid and there's no students in the room and you get to collaborate. Right? And if you work in a school where that's happening, you zip your mouth and don't tell anyone because everyone's going to be jealous. So how can we find time to train your team? So today we're going to talk about two ways to sneak in staff training time. And I'm going to use the phrase sneak in on purpose because staff training can be done in the nooks and crannies of the day. It doesn't have to be this formal half day. We have one beautiful hour to sit down and have a meeting. It often isn't going to be that way. We're not going to have this, you know, big chunk of uninterrupted time. We have to sneak it in. And the two ways we can do that are one, during the school day, or two, outside of the school day. So first, let's talk about during the school day. This is where we find the nooks and crannies of time. This is where we find 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here. If you have multiple paras that work in your classroom, you do not need to do staff training all together. You can find 5 minutes with one para and 5 minutes with another para throughout the day. This can make this process a lot more approachable. I think for a while, I thought I had to like sit down with both paras at the same time. You don't need to. You can find different pockets of time with each para. This is a little bit more attainable because depending on grouping and who's absent, there's different opportunities when that arises. And when I say during the school day, when students are in your classroom, you can work with your paras. Just because students are in your room does not mean you as the educator always have to be student facing. I think this is a little bit sometimes of a misconception. When students are in your room, you do not need to always be student facing. You can be training your paras while students are in your classroom.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
That is okay. Absolutely. Because you are investing time in your paraprofessionals, getting on the same page, teaching them how to be the same type of teacher as you, and you are really creating multiple educators in your classroom. You are, in the end, giving your students more minutes of education by investing in that training time with those paraprofessionals. So finding 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there. If two students are out and that group is gone, then you sit with that paraprofessional. And if you're thinking, well, what is my group doing? Your group that you were supposed to be with can have a break. They can have iPads. They can do Play-Doh. They can have puzzles. And you're probably thinking, well, wow, they just missed that group that day. That's okay. Because again, we're investing in training our paraprofessionals and giving them more educational minutes overall. Another time I really like to find staff training time during the school day is Friday afternoons. And this is a particular, it has to be Fridays, because by Friday afternoons, guys, we're all done, right? We're all dead. By like 1:30 on a Friday, no one's hitting like a new IEP goal, right? Let's be real. No one's like learning a new skill. Our kids are tired. We're tired. It is an inappropriate time to have reinforcement time, right? Our kids have worked hard. Let's have a relaxing moment. Let's have reinforcement time. Let's work on generalization activities, rec leisure. Let's chill. And that's a good opportunity for some staff training. So the other time to sneak in staff training is outside of the school day. So this one, we got to get a little creative and think outside the box. So maybe you want to ask your principal, hey, what opportunities are there outside of the school day for me to work with my paraprofessionals? And you might want to give some ideas like, hey, I saw there were some PD days in October and November. Will I have common time with my paras on those days? So be proactive. We talked about this two episodes ago about asking your admin for those start of the year days. You can also ask on other PD days. Hey, there's a PD day in December. Will I have common planning time with my para? I want to do trainings on our behavior plans. Say what you want the common planning time for and ask if there will be common planning time. They might say no, but again, they might say yes. Also ask if there's maybe budget to pay your paras to stay late once a month for a half an hour to do training. Again, they might say no, but they might say yes. So look for little opportunities here and there to find that common planning time outside of the school day, especially if your paras are only paid to stay until the students are or they have bus duty. There's sometimes logistics that make that tricky, but we, of course, only want to do this if our staff is being paid and all of that. So work with your administrators and see if there's any opportunities outside of the school day during PD days that could be a good fit for team training.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.